Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating 10 years of Stephen Gaffney as a member of our Brain Trust. Stephen Gaffney, happy anniversary, baby.
Thanks. I'm glad to be a part of your show. It's an honor.
10 years. We appreciate all the great work you've given us over the years and all the great insights you've helped us with and with regard to honesty and trust and redemption. That's what we're talking about right now. And, folks, thank you for hanging out with me and Stephen. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Stephen, yours is justbehonest.com. Is that right?
Absolutely. And if they email me and mention your show, I'm going to send them the keys to finding out whether somebody's lying to us.
All right. Good deal. Folks, just take care of that. Now, then go to your website and click on the email, the contact link there?
Absolutely. At justbehonest.com. Justbehonest.com.
What's the name of your most recent book? I don't have it in front of me.
Honesty Sells. But we're about to come out with two mini books, too. But the most recent book that's already out is Honesty Sells.
All right, so check that out, folks, wherever books are sold. All right, Stephen, we're talking about what happens when trust is broken. How do we rebuild it? How do we redeem someone? And how do we make sure that we're part of that process? Meaning we have to look at ourselves. We talked about this in the last segment. We have to look at ourselves and say, okay, did I contribute to that breakdown in trust? We talked about that. The next thing, talk to us about what you should say to the person when you're trying to rebuild the trust.
Yes, this is critical. After having a discussion and making everybody feel safe so we can have an honest dialogue to find out what's going on, then we need to turn to this step two and say, what's going to be different from this point forward so that I know it'll be safe to trust you? In other words, what's going to be different that will actually make sure that we trust each other? And, for example, if somebody breaks our trust and they just say, well, I'm just going to try harder or I'll be more upfront, folks, let me just make it real clear. That is not going to make one bit of difference. What you want to look for is whether it's actionable, track. So, for example, the person says, well, I see out of this that you did get defensive, and then you look at that as an opportunity to say, I'm sorry, you're right. From this point forward, if you give me any feedback, I will not get defensive. If I do, you can call me out on it. That begins to create that safe environment. But the point here is we've got to ask ourselves what's going to be different from this point forward, and we need to ask that other person that question as well.
And yeah, they're liable to come back to you and say, if you ask them that question, they may come back to you and say, well, boss, the last time I gave you bad news, you yelled at me.
Absolutely, and that's important feedback because it's so easy to blame the other person. But, again, it's great news when somebody and we realize that the problem stems from us because we can change ourselves. So when somebody says that, we may not like to hear that, but that's actually good news because we can do something about it. We can create that safe environment.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, whatever we got to do, we have to answer the question: what's going to be different from this point forward? Otherwise, history will repeat itself. And when we look at a lot of relationships, people continue to break trust because nothing really ever changes because they don't have a good action plan moving forward.
Right. All right. What's step number three?
Step number three is we've got to create a consequence. So, in the future, if trust is broken, what are we going to do about this? On a comical side, I remember a friend of mine who's saying, you know, he was going to move forward in his relationship with his girlfriend and, you know, move in together and whether people like that or not. But the point is, that's how he was deeming moving forward. So what we said to him is, okay, well, you've been talking a lot about this, but you haven't moved one iota. So are you willing to walk around in a department store and dress up like a woman and walk around in a department store if you do not carry through with what you just said? He said, of course not. And so what we realized is, and he realized, he was not serious about that commitment. And you know what? So when you create a consequence, just ask the person, are you willing to give me $1,000 if you don't carry through? Whoa, that's ridiculous. Yeah, so you know what? You probably don't mean what you say. And what we can do when we break someone's trust is say, listen, I'm going to honor my word, and if I mess up, I'll give you $200. And the point is to back up with a consequence so they get that we are serious and that the other person is serious as well.
If they really broke your trust, if they're an employee and they really broke your trust, I mean, really was determined that they were not trustworthy and you give them another shot, then that's an easy next consequence, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, what we might have to say, so just want to be clear, this is a mulligan. I'll give you, in other words, I'll give you another
right.
shot at this. But if this happens again, I just got to, we will move forward. And
or if you're not a golfer, it's also called strike two.
Yeah. Well said.
Right.
But the key
yeah.
is we've got to create that consequence, and the best time to create it is not in the moment of when trust is broken, but foreshadowing what will happen when trust is, or if trust is broken again.
Right.
And we can use that even on ourselves.
I got about a minute, Stephen. Wrap it up for us.
Okay, and the last part is appreciation. You know, when somebody's doing something right, when they make progress, we want to catch them doing something well. And, it's always easy to look at what's not going right, but when people do make progress, now let's say they start honoring their word, they carry through with what they're doing, their performance increases, or whatever the case may be, when you try to catch people doing something right, appreciation
yep.
is very critical to success.
Yep, absolutely. That's the Ken Blanchard approach to things. Catch somebody doing something right. So, Stephen, great job today. I mean, this happens all the time, and unfortunately, I think one of the biggest things that happens is our own style, our own behavior sets people up for not doing the right thing, and we have to take a hard look at ourselves as much as anything when somebody breaks our trust. The first thing we should do, I think, is turn the mirror on ourselves and reconcile all that before we go after the other person. JustBeHonest.com. Hey, Stephen, thanks for 10 great years.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
Come back soon. Stephen Gaffney, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Maybe we'll do 10 more years with him. What do you think? Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. And you ain't had it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.